My butthole speaks for itself. It goes.
Welcome to episode 83 of the Thrash Report. This is for April 19th, 2022. This is your weekly music commentary podcast where we discuss all things metal and heavy music. My name is Chris. Thanks for joining. Again, this is the second time we're doing Facebook Live, and I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, partner in crime, Jim Osborne. Jim, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, Chris. I would like to start with a proud metal dad story.
I love metal dad stories. These are great.
I was talking to my daughter the other night, and she said that she told her boyfriend about the story when Ozzy bit the head off of a bat.
Yeah.
And he didn't quite believe her, so I think they looked it up. Either way, she convinced him of it. And then a few days later, he came back to her and said that, thank you for telling me that story. It won me a trivia contest, or it won me a answer in Trivial Pursuit or something. So pretty happy daddy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We got some friends in the chat too.
Awesome. Welcome everyone. Welcome to Facebook Live. This is awesome. Also, just want to remind everybody, we have our Thrash Report pint glasses. Go ahead and get them at the merch store. Again, you can find out all of our merch. We have t-shirts, stickers, coffee mugs, and now pint glasses. You can find those under merch at thrashreport.com. And we thank you for your support.
Tell them Large Merch sent you. For you older people.
I don't think anyone would get that except you and me. That's right.
Everybody knows Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's right.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure, yeah.
All my friends have big butts. So we're going to get into some news. We have a couple new releases. We're going to go jump back to 1995 for our Back in the Day. And then we got concert calendars. It's starting to load up, man. We got some shows coming.
Yeah.
I was at lunch today and we were talking about live music, and someone talked about how many shows I go to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, prior to COVID, I mean, it was probably at least once a month. I mean, I would say probably 12 to 15 shows a year. I don't know. I mean, I just went to 3 shows in 2 weeks.
Shows are fun.
Shows are fun. I'd
like to get more in my area, and we will talk about that a little later.
Yeah, man. Well, let's go ahead and get rolling. One of the big stories that I saw today that caught my attention today, frontman Randy Blythe from Lamb of God has got the Rona. So, yes, he has contracted COVID-19 and has been quarantining himself from the rest of the band.
To room 512, he's been quarantined, I believe.
Yes, he has. God, you're good. You're so quick, bro.
Pre-recorded. I'm just filling in for myself.
But the thing is, they didn't stop. They said the show must go on, and they actually grabbed vocalist from Chimera,
Mark Hunter,
to fill in as vocalist. And basically, it said that his symptoms have been mild. He's been isolating away from the rest of the band, but they will perform tonight. And Chimera is going to take over the mic with a few other friends helping out. So, you know, I'm really torn here. I get both sides of the argument, right? Like, if I was a fan and I want to see Lamb of God in true form, I'd be kind of pissed. But also, if I want to see Lamb of God, all the power to them. The show must go on. They're going to do whatever they can to make it work. And so you got to hand it to the band for, you know, they're going to keep going. So I don't know. I mean, would you be let down if you went there and all of a sudden, you know, Randy wasn't singing? I mean, how would you feel about that?
I don't know. I'd probably be a little bit of both, like a little bit of disappointed, but to see some special guests, I think would be cool. I mean,
yeah,
it's been a long time since Mark Hunter's performed that I know of, since Chimera's been done for or on hiatus, whatever they're doing. They've been done for a while. So it'd be interesting to see what they do. But yeah, I would definitely be bummed. But if I had not seen Lamb of God before.
Right.
But if I'd seen him before, I'd be a little less bummed, I guess.
It was kind of like when, you and I were waiting to meet Anthrax, and mm-hmm. I brought my I Am the Law poster that I've had for 30 years. And I wanted to get all of the band to sign it, and Charlie wasn't there.
Yeah.
So now I have a poster missing Charlie's autograph. Oh, well. Dude, yeah, so.
I just heard somewhere too that there was a show where Randy couldn't play and they took someone from the crowd up on stage and.
What? Really?
They just got up and sang like every song.
No way.
I forget where I heard that now. But
wow,
that'd be awesome.
That'd be badass.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I did not know that. I'm really curious about this next story that you dropped in here. This is interesting. It involves Mr. Jason Newsted.
Yeah, I heard this on one of the DJs on Ozzy's Boneyard today on Liquid Metal or on Sirius XM. And I saw a headline of it earlier, but Jason Newsted was asked by Alex Van Halen to join a Van Halen touring band, along with Joe Satriani on guitar and apparently David Lee Roth on vocals. And Jason flew out there, I guess, spoke with them, and then decided not to do it. But it sounds like some of the other people are interested, and who knows, maybe we'll have a Van Halen tribute tour coming around.
But with DLR, though, that would be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that would be, yeah, that'd be cool. Whenever I think of Jason Newsted, I just don't think of Van Halen. You know what I mean? Like, I think, Flotsam and Jetsam. I don't know. I just think of something heavier, something grindier. I don't know.
Yeah, he could do it, I'm sure.
I'm sure he could do it. And maybe it would just be a fun, relaxing gig for him, you know? I don't know. But interesting.
Yeah, I'll see what happens with that.
Maybe yeah, man. Follow up. Totally.
Yeah, and then our next up, our friends in Extinction AD. They have a podcast called Thrashers, Slashers, and the Road to WrestleMania that we've mentioned before.
Yep.
Last year, they did the best thrash album tournament, and now they are doing the best 90s album tournament. And episode 1 of 4 is out now, and I listened to it last week, and it's hilarious because they're hilarious, and some of the banter about the albums that were included and not included.
But I mean, the 90s, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Vulgar's got to be in there. Well, is it like the early 90s? Is it a full 10 years, or what are we talking here?
If it's in the 1990s, it's eligible, except for I think they put one from 2001 on there or something. I forget which one, but you'll hear it if you listen, and I recommend it. It's funny.
That's awesome. Yeah, we'll make sure to put links in the show notes. So, yeah, Extinction AD's, their podcast, Thrashers, Slashers, and Road to WrestleMania. Interesting. The best 90s album. I mean, Sound of White Noise would be in there.
That would be on my list.
Seasons would be in there. Come on. Mm-hmm. My opinion, one of the best Slayer albums. Did I just say that? Yeah, I think it is. I know people would say, what are you talking about? Rain and Blood, man.
Yeah.
But I still think Seasons is better. That's just my opinion.
They're different enough that they're both awesome in their own right. I mean, Rain and Blood is just so short and fast, and Seasons of the Abyss is just, it's a little bit slower. It's got a little more intelligence to it. I don't know. It's not just fast, but
I was going to say it's more mature, right? Like, I mean, it's one of those where, you know, I mean, I couldn't put it down. I mean, I just wore out the cassette, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll definitely put a link to there. And we want to know yours, those watching live and those listening, let us know. What's your favorite 90s album? And let's go ahead and start it up.
I would have to go with Vulgar Display of Power being mine off the top of my head. It's always the first one that comes in. So.
Yep.
And they're rating it just based on their favorites. Like, what would they rather hear? They're not doing any
Actually,
studies or anything.
Hold on. I just happen to have these. Here, this is unrehearsed here, bro. So this 1991, we have, if those of you that are on video, you guys can see, but we have Seeds in the Abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Rust in Peace.
90.
Yeah, all these must be 90 then.
Yeah.
Persistence of Time.
Mm-hmm.
Painkiller. Covers from Hell. And Never Never Land from Annihilator. All those were 1990 albums.
That is a nice year.
That is a great year. Good vintage. All right. Cool, man. You know, let's talk about some buttholes. Not your butthole or my butthole, but just the metal elitist buttholes. Can we do that for a second?
My butthole speaks for itself. It goes... little tribute to Beavis. My friend, my favorite, Beavis. Yeah, the buttholes we're talking about are metal elitists. I don't know if anybody else has been noticing or if we're all following the same sites or not, but they seem to be full of people just trashing bands instead of sharing nice things about them. So it's hard to watch. It's hard to follow anymore because everyone's just, it's either talking huge shit about Metallica or people are really upset about the new tour release that we'll talk about a little bit later with Megadeth opening up for Five Finger Death Punch.
Yep. And yeah. And it's like, I know everyone's entitled to have their own opinion, but it's also, that's what makes metal awesome is that we are a community. You know, we lift each other up. You're in the pit, you fall down, they lift you up. Like, that is metal. And we talk about it all the time. You know, the music brings people together. You see someone across the store and you give them a little nod, you throw them the horns. Music brings people together. But in, like I said, that's the thing about social media is the trolls are going to come out, man. And I don't know. It does bum me out a little bit.
Yep. And I'd have to say my favorite metal page is the Liquid Metal fan page. And I think the admins do an awesome job keeping that positive and kicking assholes out.
Absolutely.
So we're all there to be fans of something. And if you're in there being a dickhead, why are you there?
Exactly. So, don't be a penis head. And with that, I thought this was interesting. You know, we have, at one point we're going to talk about an episode where we talk about movies that all have like metal references or something, because it's just hilarious. Right. Mm-hmm. But also this was interesting. I happened to see, it got picked up by tons of the media when Jim Carrey is actually doing press right now for Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And last week, one of the interviewers mentioned that the song Walk is in the movie. And it was really great because Jim Carrey then talks about the very first time he actually heard Pantera. And you just got to hear it. This is great.
In the movie, there's a moment where Pantera's walk has like a needle drop. Ace Ventura had a Cannibal Corpse moment in it.
The first time I ever heard Pantera, I was driving down to San Diego to do a concert and at a theater and to check into the hotel. And me and my manager, Jimmy Miller at the time, we put Pantera on and I had never heard anything like it.
Yeah.
And it hit me on such a level of like extreme like stimulation that I just started laughing uncontrollably for the entire track. Like this, like nervously laughing, like what is happening right now? And then we went to check into the hotel and the guys behind us in the line checking into the hotel were Pantera.
What a story. That's nice. Awesome. So you kind of wonder, like if he, is he a fan? Does he have the influence? Is he the one that gets Cannibal Corpse into Ace Ventura? I don't know.
I don't think he brought them in. I think he just saw them on set. I think I've heard that story.
Mm.
I think it's funny that the song Walk is in Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yeah.
He never walks.
I know. Sonic, you know, and I will, you know, the crazy thing is that I used to play Sonic like all the time. Like all the time. But yeah, I haven't watched either of the movies, but yeah, one of these days when it's on a streaming service or something for free, then I'll go ahead and catch it up. But anyway, I thought that was kind of cool because I know exactly what he talks about. Like, or when you hear something that is so next level, when you hear music that moves you in such a way, I mean, there's been songs and there's been music that brings me to tears or makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And for him, he laughs, you know. I get it when you have music that totally just moves you. Totally get it.
Yep. I had the same reaction as Pantera.
Totally. Dude, I totally forgot about this new release. Let's go ahead and jump into some new releases. I totally forgot about this new one.
Yeah, Interthrational from Germany. Destruction releases Diabolical on April 8th. And I've been listening to it the last couple of days. And I think the best thing I can say about it is it sounds just like Destruction.
That's awesome.
I don't need to say anything else. It's, I don't know, it's their template. They're nailing it. They're still, they haven't lost a beat. I mean, it's been almost 40 years for them too, and they're still fast as shit.
Yeah. Dude, I did listen to the single a few times. I did a road trip down to Iowa Thursday and Friday. So I was in the car for, you know, 8 hours. And yeah, I listened to the new Machine Head single, Choke on the Ashes of Your Hate. I listened to Destruction. Then I went back and I listened to three old Wasp albums. And it's interesting how, you know, some of the songs are just so mediocre, but then other songs are just really, really good. Yeah, it was interesting. And just the production quality, just the differences between production quality from like 1983 to, you know, it's just a different sound. But yeah, dude, Destruction, Diabolical. And that comes out when?
April 8th, it's out. It's been out
for a couple weeks.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, I only listened to that first track or the first single that they dropped. Very cool. Yeah. I'll have to go add that. I'll have to go add that. Nice.
Yeah.
So this next one that I want to talk about, this new release, is one that I actually caught from the Thrash Mania group that were on Facebook. And this is a band from Brazil, formed in 2020. So it's a new band from Brazil. And the band's name is The Troops of Doom. This is named after a Sepultura song off their debut album, because this band has a former Sepultura original guitar player. I don't know how to pronounce that name, man. J-A-I-R-O, Hiro.
Hiro.
Anyway, he was in the original Sepultura lineup. And but yeah, so what's crazy is that this is their first, like their debut full-length LP. And it's kind of like revisits that old school, like 80s style, like death metal, but it really explores like the primitive sound. And then from their, you know, their own website, it says it takes listeners back to that era while still remaining fresh, genuine, and ferociously heavy. And here's a little sample of that from this track called Rebellion.
Call
So again, that's the band Troops of Doom. And go check them out. They're on wherever you get your streaming music. And we thank Thrash Mania for dropping that new one.
And again, another Brazil band kicking it.
Yeah, I know, right? Dude, let's go ahead and jump into some concert calendars. We got so much to talk about.
Yeah.
So show's coming up. I think we talked a little bit about it last time, April 23rd. So this Saturday we have Power Glove is going to be at First Avenue. Again, super awesome metal band. And if you go back and listen to episode 82, I dropped some audio in there of Power Glove, just super awesome. I love Saturday Morning Apocalypse. They, basically have all these awesome, like Saturday morning cartoons, but they made their themes metal. That my favorite is freaking the theme to the X-Men. Remember the 90s X-Men cartoon? And I'm a huge like geek that way. I can't wait. They're actually going to bring that back in like the same style on Disney Plus. So I'm like super excited about it. Not to like 2023 or something, but that theme is freaking awesome. That Power Glove does super cool.
And what is your Disney Plus password so everyone can see
it? And then dude just announced yesterday. Yeah. It was interesting because I was gonna talk about it. It was so funny, dude. So like last week Charlie posted a photo, right, of them like in the studio, or I'm sorry, in like a warm-up room. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'll be doing this again soon. Details next week. But for now, happy Easter and don't put all your eggs in one basket. I was like, details next week. And sure enough, boom, first thing Monday morning, they dropped news that Anthrax 40th anniversary tour with Black Label Society and Hatebreed. And I'm pretty stoked. I got my ticket already for the August 6th show here in Minneapolis at the Fillmore. It's going to be awesome. Fillmore is, I was just there for the very first time. I was there for Steel Panther and dude, it's a really nice place. It seems, a little small, you know, I mean, I'm sure that they could have done more people, but it'll be packed. So, yeah, I'm excited. I've never seen Black Label Society before either. So
yeah, saw them, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago with Down and Butcher Babies, and that was awesome. Zach gets up there and does like a 10-minute guitar solo. Just
nice.
Amazing. Yeah, that'll be a good show.
That's awesome. So yep, Anthrax 40th. Hopefully, again, anyone that's local, let me know if you're gonna be there in the Minneapolis show. Happy to meet up. And then Beast in Black is gonna be playing the 29th of April at the Fine Line. And it's also the same night as NYDM April's Club Underground brings some local bands like Tomorrow Brings New Blood, Callous Soul, and Gorified. Nightwish is going to be here May 13th at the Fillmore. And then May 21st at Amsterdam Bar is when we're going to see Goat Whore and Apothic. So that's that local show coming up. The same night at the Varsity Theater, Symphony X will be playing. I am a fan of Symphony X. I had it on my calendar. before I heard about the Gokul Rapathic show. And then this trying to bring new bands and trying to bring bands to the Fargo Moorhead area at the Red Raven Espresso Parlor. There's an all ages show for $10 on May 26th. And there's all these bands. There's a band from Rapid City, this hardcore band called Defect, Agony Reigns, which we've talked about before, and they've been a guest on the show from Minneapolis. Oh, yeah. They're a metalcore band. Our Common Collapse, they're a Minnesota progressive deathcore band.
Yep, saw them here in town not too long ago.
Nice. Neck Rung, they're a Wisconsin deathcore and metalcore band. They're going to be at this show. And yep, then
they play the warehouse a lot too.
You've seen them, Neck Rung?
Yep, it's, I think before the pandemic, but yeah, they're a regular at the warehouse here in La Crosse.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. And then the last band on that show and that bill is No Divinity, and they're from Fargo. They're a heavy hardcore band. So if anybody's in the Fargo Moorhead area, that's May 26th at the Red Raven Espresso Parlor. I mean, dude, it's metal and espresso, two of my favorite things. So I should go to the show. I wish it wasn't freaking 4 hours away. The next show, is the Five Finger Death Punch headline show with Megadeth, The Who, and Fire from the Gods opening. And that tour kicks off this summer. And that was one where there just was, you know, a lot of, I don't say a lot of hate, but just, and I know people are just, they're saying it in fun and in jest, right? But, you know, they're just like, wait a minute, how can Five Finger be headlining over Megadeth? How can Megadeth be opening for them? I don't know. I mean, and then I heard some people talking about how can Megadeth go from metal tour of the year to like the mediocre tour of the year?
Yep.
So, and I know like a lot of people, again, you know, depends on if you're fan. I mean, I'm a fan of Five Finger Death Punch. I am waiting to hear some new stuff. I've been listening to their new single Afterlife quite a bit. It's kind of catchy. Again, it's slower, it's groovy, it's the same formula, I get it, but I know there are people kind of the I don't know how you like the old school, like the OG metal community, they're not fans of Five Finger. That's fine, you don't have to be, but it seems like they're the butt of the joke. Like, it's so funny, like I'll be like on TikTok or something, and someone like it'll be like this like single woman like, oh, I finally found someone that likes metal, and then the next thing was like, but then we find out it's Five Finger, and they're like, oh, they're all depressed.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I wonder if
can't we all just get along?
I wonder if Nickelback is happy that Five Finger Death Punch came along. Took some of the
absolutely now they're the butt of the joke, right? Dude, tell me more about this
further. We've talked about that.
Yeah, exactly, we have. Yeah, let me I want to know more about this Cavalier Theater, Jim.
Yes, Cavalier Theater is a venue here in La Crosse, and they've put on a bunch of shows over the years and had some good metal in there. I know recently they had Seven Dust, anyway, the owner put out a message on Facebook just looking for anybody who's interested in music, has a passion for music, and would like to help in any way they can to help bring more shows to the La Crosse area, whether it's mainly at the Cavalier Theater, but also to help out other venues around town if they can all kind of get together and help each other out. So I answered the call and said I'm interested, and they apparently had a lot of interest. So he divided all the responders into three different groups, and the group I'm in had a meeting last night and just kind of spitballed stuff and went around, introduced ourselves, and everybody knew that I was the metalhead in the group because my shirt and all my stickers on my laptop I brought. So, but yeah, just kind of thought of ideas, and the guy said he basically just wants to see where the group goes, and whether it's people reaching out to booking agents or people just keeping an eye on tours that are going through the area and might have an off day on the way from one city to the next. La Crosse's location is kind of right in it's kind of midway between a lot of big cities like Minneapolis, Chicago, or Milwaukee, Madison. Interstate goes through and over to I-90 goes through La Crosse, and then if you go west, you hit I-35 and goes down to Des Moines, and then you get into the St. Louis area. So, I mean, it's a lot of people going through on tours, and that's exactly how I saw Extinction AD the first time, is they were coming back from their tour that ended in Denver, and they needed a, or they found a show on the way home, and it happened to be La Crosse, and that's how they got on my radar. And you know, obviously I'm a huge fan now, so I think it'll be really cool. And the meeting was awesome because it was about, I think there's 11 of us, and we all had a little bit different backgrounds. I was the only real metalhead, but like metal being my passion. I was the only one that passionate about it. But just being in a room with other people that love music as much as I do is really cool. So I think it's going to be a cool thing. So yeah, if you're out there listening and you're a band and you're passing through our area, let us know here at the Thrash Report or Cavalier Theater.
Yep. We'll do, we'll definitely do what we can. So that's awesome. Make sure you and I connect offline too. And, you know, we'll get booking info and like what we need to do. If we can get any bands that, you know, want to connect with them, let us know and we'll put you together. We'll do what we call a warm handoff. All right, dude. So let's go back in the day. Before we do that, do you have any trivia for us?
What is no?
All right. It's all good. It's all good.
Did not come up with any this week.
That's all right, man. Dude, so this next one, this is a band that they were formed in 1984 in Frankfurt, Germany. And from 84 to 92, they were known as the band Grinder. And then they changed their name. And then in 1993, they released their first LP, self-titled Capricorn. So the name of this band is called Capricorn. Their first is freaking awesome. Like their debut disc is great. Then their second disc came out, Inferno, amazing. And I remembered it. It came up in random the other day. So this is from 1995. The name of the album from Capricorn is called Inferno. This is a song called Claws of the Mad. So that was Capricorn. I think both their albums are just sweet. If you're into that style, really good 90s metal. I like it too. They have, on both albums, they have a song about Jason Voorhees. Like I think on one, it was called like Crystal Lake. And then the other one was called like Voorhees. And it was cool. Cause like one of them that starts, it's like, like just like the movie. But it's pretty cool. I mean, obviously they're in the horror and stuff. So, but yeah, Capricorn, check them out, man. They're good stuff.
Just thought of some trivia. You're talking about Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
Are there any songs written about Lark Voorhees?
Lark Voorhees? I don't know who that is. Should I know who that is?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Lisa Turtle from Saved by the Bell. Come on.
I'm sorry. I don't know. That's her real name?
Yes.
That's awesome. I'm sorry. I'm not up on my Saved by the Bell trivia.
Yeah, no. Oh, Tommy Comer got it.
Nice. Dude.
We'll start a Tommy.
Speaking of which, I think for real, like the guy that plays Screech actually did pass away for real now. Like, wasn't like rumor for years that he had died?
I don't know. But I know he did some time in jail here in Wisconsin.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Why Wisconsin?
I don't remember if he's from here. Or if...
Yeah, if that's where the crime was committed, I don't get how that all works, right? Dude, let me hear about today, this new wave of thrash.
Yes, this is a band called Ultra Violence. They are from Italy, Turin, and they've been active since 2009. They have 3 full-length albums, Privilege to Overcome 2013, Deflect the Flow from 2015, Operation Misdirection 2018. They've got an EP, a few singles out, and most recently, last Friday, they came out with a cover of Dear Diary by Bring Me the Horizon, which when I saw the title of the song, I thought, they have a song called Dear Diary 2? And then I heard it, and yeah, it's a cover, which I thought was weird because Bring Me the Horizons version just came out in October of 2021.
Really?
Or maybe it was 2020, but yeah, it's a new cover of a very new song. So it's a great cover. You know
what? They can do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy it.
That's awesome. I was just looking for it. I don't find it. I'll try to find the link and get it in the show notes.
What's up, Brett? Brett has joined.
Nice.
Yeah, so check out Ultra Violence.
Where are we at, Jim? I lost track of time.
I think we're about to wrap it up.
I want to thank everyone. Dude, look at this. This is great. Thank you, everyone, for watching live. I really do appreciate it. It's so great to have so much support by all our listeners and all our fans. We want to hear from you. Make sure you can send us an email at thethrashreport@gmail.com. You can find all our socials at thrashreport.com. We're happy to, again, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitters. And yeah, man, we want to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. Jim, any parting words before we...
No, just thanks everybody for listening and especially for commenting along. It's fun to be interactive with you guys. So we see all your comments there. We just like to keep it going.
Awesome. Thanks everyone for your support. Again, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And the best thing you could do to support us, share with your friends. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time on the Thrash Report.